Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
410 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. A little cloudy out there today. We're going to kind of rattle Austin up on that one and find out what's going on forecast-wise, as well as a look into the five-day forecast. That's coming up in less than 3 minutes or so. But right now, let's take a dive and find it out what the three important things you need to know about this hour are.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, heat index advisories continue with heat values soaring into triple digits. Anybody can get a heat stroke, but infants, the elderly, and people with chronic disease are at higher risk because their bodies may not be able to regulate temperature effectively.
And you know, since we're talking about that, your second of the top three stories this afternoon, the Waterfront Rescue Mission has implemented its extreme heat cooling center to provide relief for those in need to find shelter during the extreme heat conditions. Extended day services, available water supplies, and overnight shelters for both men and women are just a few of the expanded services offered.
All right, here's the third story. Is the race card being played in the termination of former PPD Chief Eric Randall? Well, during last week's city council meeting, a resident pointed out that all African-American city department heads are gone. Mayor Reeve says he's offended that the insinuation of hiring improprieties surfaced. Well, Reeve says his track record in the community, both in and out of the office, speaks for itself in terms of fairness, rightly so. Mayor Reeve.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, we're learning some more information about the federal raid at a local landscaping business in Denver yesterday. Local law enforcement, including both FHP and local sheriff's officials, were on hand to support ICE during the raid. Sheriff Bob Johnson said his office supports President Trump. It was on site to provide whatever assistance federal agents needed.
Yeah, Sheriff Johnson was pretty adamant about his messaging.
We're here to support our federal partners. We support President Trump and his agenda. And, you know, we'll do anything we can to assist here in Santa Rosa County. I mean, we don't tolerate lawbreakers, and this is part of it.
Okay, Fed officials have not yet commented on the operation or said just how many arrests were made on Tuesday. ECUA planning for a potential rate increase. ECUA's Executive Director Bruce Woody.
This is the time of year that we review expenditures and necessary revenue to run the operations for the next fiscal year. Our fiscal year starts on October 1, and we're going through that process right now. And the board last night approved a preliminary rate setting adjustment of a increase to water and wastewater rates at 3%, and similarly to our sanitation rates also for 3%.
Okay, let me explain that just a little bit further for you. The average customer will now see an increase of 99 cents additional for the water, $1.17 for wastewater, total of $2.16 a month increase.
All right, and a 41-year-old Pensacola woman who owned and operated King's Tax Service is facing 20 counts of aiding or assisting in preparation of false tax return. The state attorney's office announced that Christine Harper was indicted Monday in federal court. She also faces one count of identity theft. If convicted, she faces up to 65 years in prison. The case was investigated by the IRS, Criminal Investigation, and FBI. No further details have been released about the charges at this time.
413 News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon. We appreciate that. Unique concept here. The city is considering an option to credit sanitation customers after a failed introduction to its once-a-week residential garbage collection angered many residents. Mayor Reeve said the communications surrounding the transition were flawed. The city now has crews working 24/7 until the issue is straightened out.
Yeah, because that was and listen, I'm just someone on the outside looking in. I can see why some customers were kind of blindsided or why they may have missed that, you know, kind of came on them suddenly.
Hey, listen, they've been through a lot. They lost their recycling services, and now they're getting it back, of course, but they lost the recycling. A lot of people in Pensacola recycle. I want to tell you that. So, yeah, it's kind of an iffy situation with sanitation, but I will tell you this. City of Pensacola has got a great guy skippering the sanitation department. They're going to pull out of this, and everything will be just fine. I promise you that. Okay, 415. go ahead and take care of some business here. Austin Price, looking at weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. Get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control services. You can visit insect.net today if you wish to learn more about that. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And we also got our typical issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, had some rainfall coming in, just passing through a little bit earlier. Could still see some rainfall in our vicinity on and off. It's about 91 degrees right now. Tonight's low is 77, and Thursday and Friday are going to have highs sitting right at about 89 or 90 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Falcon 9 carrying two satellites are into space.
Two, one. Lift off. Go Falcon, go Empower.
All right, there you go. SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched from the Cape yesterday. The uncrewed rocket was launched to deploy two satellites into orbit.
All right, very
nice.
I like
to see that. That's good stuff.
And also, State Attorney General James Uthmeyer and Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd are announcing 8 arrests in a multi-state fraud ring. Judd says tellers at a M&T bank accessed private data. One gave it to a friend who posted it on the Telegram app. Among those arrested are two former West Virginia University football players. Judd says there are more than 200 victims and there could be hundreds of suspects. Losses total around $8.8 million.
Okay, let me set the stage for this. We're talking about the east coast of Florida now, okay? East coast of the peninsula.
Right.
So if you are headed to beaches along the southeast coast of Florida, they've got a lot of seaweed to talk about. Maybe you don't like this. Does have a smell about it. Fox's weather's Brandy Campbell. Doggone it, she's down in Dania Beach, Florida, where the seaweed is lining the coast.
It's a brown seaweed that reproduces on the water's surface, normally spotted in spring and summer, transported by currents through the Atlantic, Caribbean, and Gulf. It's a critical habitat for marine life like sea turtles, looking for protection, but it can become a smelly mess if it decomposes on the beach. We're learning while we normally see the peak of its appearance in Florida between May and June, an expert from the University of South Florida told me they're still seeing more flow into the Gulf in larger amounts than last month. Regardless, beachgoers are not a fan.
It makes it a pain in the butt. Can't get in the water.
In Dania Beach, Florida, I'm Brandy Campbell for Fox Weather.
It's raining again out there.
Indeed it is.
So if you're driving, a little bit of information to pass along. Slow it up. Your braking distance will be a little bit different with the wet surfaces there. So take that in. Police in Florida issuing a warning to parents after a dangerous social media challenge by teens. I asked you about this a couple hours ago.
Right. And I'm not a teenager anymore, yeah, so I must not be in the know.
So we must both be out of what's going on here. But Chris DeMeo, oh, he's all over the story.
A group of minors taking part in the Door Kick Challenge, a social media trend aimed at frightening homeowners. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office says two teens approached a house, one wearing a ski mask, kicked open the front door, and fired an airsoft gun. The minors then fled the area. The Sheriff's Office says the challenge is a prank which could end up in tragedy. Florida has a castle doctrine which allows homeowners to defend their houses. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
In other words, Florida homeowners have guns.
Well, that's the thing. We always talk about how, like, senseless killing, doing stupid stuff. What? Hey, I'm going to essentially pretend I'm breaking into your house. Don't shoot me, though. It's just a joke.
You know, those TikTok challenges have just, they go overboard a lot of times. In fact, a lot of them turn very badly.
Yeah.
So can you imagine pulling up to somebody's front door, ski mask on, middle of the night, banging the door? You're going to get yourself shot.
Right. I mean, just stupid stuff. And, you know, we always warn you about rainfall, as we said, raining.
Yeah.
We warn you about senseless violence. And we also warn you about shark bites. Well, a Canadian tourist is recovering from surgery at Memorial Regional Hospital after being bitten by a shark in the 4100 block of Ocean Drive at Hollywood Beach. Fire rescue spokeswoman Shay Kaufman says the man in his 40s was in chest-high water when it happened. First responders were able to give him a tourniquet before he got into the ambulance.
And again, that's on the east coast of Florida.
Yes.
Down on that side. While we're in the subject of Florida, well, a Florida man is charged with threatening to kill everybody. Let me repeat that. Everybody on the Epstein client list. Doesn't he know that they said there's no client list? Doesn't he keep it up with the news? There is no client list.
Oh, yeah, but I'm sure he doesn't believe that. I mean, frankly, most people don't.
Well, Gary Baumgarten's in, dispelling a lot of myths this afternoon.
The FBI says Terrell Bailey Corsi threatened to kill unnamed government officials with a machete, posting his threatening rant on social media, graphically describing how he would butcher his victims. One of the posts proclaimed, "It's time to start killing politicians on sight." Prosecutors say Bailey Corsi admits to making the posts and is now expressing remorse. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
He's like, "I'm sorry that you arrested me for that." 420 here.
Maybe he came off the alcohol binge. Who knows?
420. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on this Wednesday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Lane, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, it's Flint Lockwood here in Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered some amazing living foodimals, but we've also discovered an urgent matter that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. Our latest mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Help Flint and the Feeding America Network of food banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
National stories this hour.
423 rain continues to fall this afternoon. Watch your speed and watch your braking distance this afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in with you today. Well, home sales in June dropped as prices soared to new heights. I know you probably didn't want to hear that one. Jerry Willis has more on the report.
This is a very tough market right now. A lack of inventory, weak construction levels, leading to a housing report below even Wall Street's anemic expectations. With home sales plummeting 2.7% month to month, and on an annualized basis, sales seen at 3.93 million. And that's way below the usual run rate. Median home prices rising to an all-time high of $435,000, and this happening in June, normally the most robust month of the year. Now, with buyers stuck on the sidelines, the White House is exploring a novel move, removing capital gains taxes on home sales.
That'd be interesting. 424 News Radio 92.3. Indeed, we are watching your money this afternoon. Stocks ending up, and here's Hillary Boski.
Stocks ending higher with the Nasdaq and S&P 500 notching new record closes after the U.S. struck a trade deal with Japan, lifting hopes for further tariff deals. Stocks extending gains following news that the U.S. and European Union are close to a near 15% tariff pact. Investors also getting in gear for the kickoff of tech earnings with Tesla and Google parent Alphabet releasing earnings after the closing bell. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, United Health Group, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Traveler. The Dow rising 508 points, the Nasdaq higher by 127, S&P 500 up 49. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Yeah, just a few minutes ago, it started raining in our neck of the woods, and it still is, lightly, but consistently. We also have some people slowing down as a result, it looks like. Thank you for being safe out there. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on 9 Mile Road itself traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Another major spot is going to be Davis Highway if you're traveling eastbound right as you're merging with Scenic in front of UWF. Got some backups there. Our last major spots are Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, 91 degrees, low of 77 tonight. These rainfall chances are going to pick up for your Thursday and Friday, and the highs are going to take a hit as a result. Thursday's high sitting at 89, Friday's at 90.
426 News Radio 92.3. Yeah, this is kind of a cooling off period. Go ahead and savor the moment with this heat out there. 100,
layer up.
Absolutely. 100 million Americans feeling that heat today. Robert Ray is in Chicago in the Windy City with more on the very warm weather.
A heat dome in July. It's not uncommon, but, well, it's a lot of states and a lot of big cities. Like in Chicago, where Cub fans are flocking to historic Wrigley Field to see their first-place Cubbies play the Kansas City Royals with heat indices well over 100 degrees and a heat watch all the way until Thursday at 10 p.m. From Chicago to St. Louis to New Orleans, Kansas City, and more, it's July. And people are trying to beat the heat. In Chi-Town, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
And Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell is being formally subpoenaed by the House Oversight Committee. The letter signed by Committee Chair James Comer says Maxwell is being deposed on August 11th at Federal Correctional Institution Tallahassee. This comes as lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have put pressure on the Trump administration to release more files related to Epstein.
Okay, over at the White House, press briefing today around noontime. Interesting, very interesting. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard announced she is releasing more documents relating to her allegations that officials within the Obama administration manipulated intelligence documents to craft a narrative that then-president candidate Donald Trump colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. Rich Edson has more.
Fox did catch up with the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Rick Crawford, who calls President Trump a victim of misguided political activists in the intelligence community.
Well, I think this is really sad that this fraud was perpetrated on the American people for almost 8 years now and without any accountability.
The top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, wrote that, quote, releasing this so-called report is just another reckless act by the Director of National Intelligence, so desperate to please Donald Trump that she's willing to risk classified sources, betray our allies, and politicize the very intelligence she has been entrusted to protect. Critics also point out that Republicans had access to much of this information during the first Trump administration.
Yeah, but nobody was listening to him. That's the only problem. They had the information, but nobody would listen. By the way, former President Barack Obama dismissing, saying this is crazy. A new round of accusations lodged by then-President Trump going against him. Griff Jenkins at the White House today.
We don't often hear from former President Obama, but he couldn't resist after President Trump, from the Oval Office, where Obama once sat, accused his predecessor of being the Russiagate ringleader and called for him to be criminally investigated. A spokesman for Obama issuing this statement, these bizarre allegations are ridiculous and a weak attempt at distraction. Nothing in the documents issued last week undercuts the widely accepted conclusion that Russia worked to influence the 2016 presidential election, but did not vote.
And Brian Koberger will never set foot outside of prison. The man guilty of the brutal murders of four University of Idaho students was called a coward by the judge who gave him multiple life sentences. Koberger admitted to the murders in a plea deal to avoid the death penalty. Koberger chose not to offer his motive in court after family members of the victims read impact statements.
You know, I watched that, and he was so just very stiff. You know?
He always is.
Really is. Okay, by the way, also want to touch with you. Columbia University disciplining more than 70 students for their involvement in those protests that took place last year on the NYC campus. Okay, sports coming up in five. You got it. This is News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. Brian Koberger gets sentenced today to four life terms for the 2022 murders of four University of Idaho college students in an off-campus house. Judge Stephen Hippler, holding back tears while addressing the court, emphasizing no parent should have to go through burying their child.
This is the greatest tragedy that can be inflicted upon a person. Parents who took their children to college in a truck filled with moving boxes had to bring them home in hearses lined with coffins.
Koberger declined the opportunity to speak. The Trump administration is announcing a trade deal with Japan. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
Japan will now pay a 15% tariff versus the reciprocal rate of 24% that they initially had.
Cars and auto parts are included in the deal. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good conversation with Bruce Woody from ECUA about recycling services and the 3% proposed rate increase across the board. Also, Mayor Reeves stopped by. We talked with him about the proposal to acquire the medical facility on North Palafox. It's been blighted there for forever. Taking responsibility for the recycling rollout, not quite going as well as intended. And how long will Palafox be shut down to remodel it? And, of course, remembering Ozzy Osbourne. You can listen to all of the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. And I feel nice.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, heat index advisories continue with heat values soaring into triple digits. Anyone can get heat stroke, but infants, the elderly, and people with chronic disease are, of course, at higher risk because their bodies may not be able to regulate temperature effectively, so keep that in mind.
Okay, story number two. The Waterfront Rescue Mission has implemented its extreme heat cooling center. This is to provide relief for those in need to find shelter during the extreme heat conditions. Extended day services, available water supplies, and overnight shelters for both men and women are just a few of the expanded services offered.
All righty. And is the race card being played in determination of former PPD Chief Eric Randall? May kind of sound like it. During last week's city council meeting, a resident pointed out that all African-American city department heads are gone. Mayor Reeves says he's offended that the insinuation of hiring impropriety surfaced. Reeves said his track record in the community, both in and out of office, speaks for itself in terms of overall fairness.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I just want to remind you that the city is considering an option to credit sanitation customers after their failed introduction to its once-a-week residential garbage collection. Really angered and ticked off a lot of residents. Mayor Reeves said the communication surrounding the transition was flawed. The city now has crews working 24/7 until the issue is straightened out.
All right. And the Century Town Council has appointed Elizabeth A. Sparky Harrison to the vacant seat 5. She was the sole candidate for the position in June and will officially be sworn in after the July 29th election. That's likely to take place in mid-August. She replaces council member Sandra McMurray Jackson, who resigned back on May 6th.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The longest win streak in Major League Baseball is no more.
Out to right field. Driven back. Flying out of here, Cal Raleigh.
It's courtesy of Root Sports. Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners hitting his league-leading 39th homer of the season, and it was all Seattle needed to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 1-0, ending the Brew Crew's 11-game win streak. Logan Gilbert also racked up 10 strikeouts in 6 1/3 shutout innings of work. Other scores from around the league, the New York Yankees defeated the Toronto Blue Jays 5-4. Ben Rice with a go-ahead homer in the ninth. 45-year-old Rich Hill made his season debut with the Kansas City Royals, becoming the oldest active player in the league. But the rust was still there as the Chicago Cubs ran away with the victory 6-0. The San Francisco Giants rolled to a 9-0 win over the Atlanta Braves, and the Minnesota Twins with a 10-7 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers are struggling with injuries in the bullpen, and now left-handed reliever Tanner Scott is the latest to hit the IL with an inflamed elbow. They already have relievers Blake Treinen, Michael Kopech, and Brusdar Graterol dealing with various injuries. NBA news. Los Angeles Lakers guard Marcus Smart speaking to the media for the first time Tuesday since signing his 2-year deal with the team. And he spoke about what got him to come to L.A., giving credit to Lakers star Luka Doncic for the move.
When you get a guy like Luka calling, referencing, checking on you, trying to see where you at to see, and that if you want to come and, you know, join something special that he's trying to cook up over here, and for him to say that, you know, to see that he can really use my help. That meant a lot.
Smart is a 3-time all-defensive first-team member and was the 2022 NBA Defensive Player of the Year. But he struggled with injuries over the last 2 seasons, playing in just 54 games with the Memphis Grizzlies and the Washington Wizards. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Big Ten commissioner making his thoughts known on a new college football playoff model. Tony Petitti told the media on Tuesday a 16-team playoff format featuring 4 automatic qualifying spots for his conference in the SEC would be ideal. Can I share a thought with you, Chris?
Please.
All right. Well, here's how I feel about it. If the SEC and Big Ten are so great that they deserve several spots, why not earn them? If you play terrible against terrible opponents, you shouldn't get a slap on the wrist. You need to be held accountable for them. If you want to get several spots, play good enough to prove why you should get it in the first place. That's my thought. No automatic qualifiers beyond conference champs.
Makes sense to me.
Thank you.
I'm on your page. I got your back, man.
I feel validated. Thank
okay,
you.
Listen, President Trump is putting pressure on the Washington Commanders to change their name. I want to go back to the Redskins here.
Oh, come on.
Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
President Trump is threatening to block a stadium deal between the Washington Commanders and D.C. officials if the team does not return its name to the Redskins.
The president was serious, and it's part of the art of the deal, part of his negotiating skills. As you know, sports is one of the many passions of this president, and he wants to see the name of that team changed.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump gets involved in a range of issues his predecessors have not. It's unclear what steps the president could take. Congress approved legislation last year, transferring the site of the former RFK Stadium back to D.C. control as part of a proposal to build a new stadium for the franchise. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Okay, Pensacola improved its record Tuesday night with a win over Knoxville. It was 6-4. The Wahoos are 47-43 in the 25 season. Tonight, game two of the six-game series gets underway at 6 o'clock on the road.
All righty. And Venus Williams, now the second oldest woman to win a tour-level singles match in professional tennis. The 45-year-old tennis legend defeated Peyton Stearns in straight sets at the D.C. Open on Tuesday, her first singles win in almost 2 years. The only older woman to win a match was Martina Navratilova. At age 47, Williams will take the fifth-seeded Magdalena Freck in the second round Thursday. I don't know those words.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. Micah Parsons is at Cowboys training camp, but he doesn't have a new contract as he enters the final year of his rookie deal. And even though many headlines will be created about the future of Micah, it isn't a matter of if he gets a new deal from the Cowboys, but just as to when. And if history shows us anything, I would bet that Jerry Jones makes Micah wait until opening night to get a deal done, so the pregame show spends more time talking about the Cowboys than the Eagles when Philly celebrates another world championship with Dallas in the building on September 4th. I'm Zach Gelb.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, after the Food and Drug Administration asked the food industry to expedite the removal of several petroleum-based dyes in favor of natural alternatives, not all companies are complying, such as the makers of Skittles. Here's FDA Commissioner Marty McCarry.
I met with the executives of the maker of Skittles, the Mars company. We had a very productive meeting. I think they're going to get there. They actually took action to remove titanium dioxide, which is another concerning chemical. We're going to keep going.
All right. And, you know, we've got Arlington, Virginia that we need to give a shout out to, Chris, because they...
Salute! That's a yeehaw, so I forgot.
They are America's fittest city for the 8th year in a row.
All right.
And that's according to the annual American Fitness Index put out by the American College of Sports Medicine and Elevance Health Foundation, which ranks the country's 11 most populous cities on... or 100 most populous cities on metrics like trail miles, bike lanes, obesity rates, and vegetable consumption. Washington, D.C. was number 2, followed by Seattle, San Francisco, and Denver.
You used to watch Hee-Haw, didn't you?
No.
Okay, well.
A bit before my time.
Well, you know, they're doing reruns now, but of course I saw it in its real run time.
Yeah.
Junior Samples, he was a guy on the show. He used to always go, salute.
Right.
Anyway, it was fun. Well, it's back, and public health officials in one county on New York's Long Island are concerned about it. CJ Papa's in with more.
After considered eradicated in 2016 from the New York City bedroom community of Nassau County due to aggressive control efforts, health officials are warning that rabies is back and it's an imminent public health threat. The county on Long Island confirming that rabies had been detected across multiple communities in at least 25 animals since July of last year, including raccoons and feral cats. Rabies is a viral disease spread to humans and pets primarily through bites, scratches, and salivary contact to open wounds, eyes, nose, or mouth from an infected animal. If you're bitten or scratched by an animal, health officials recommend seeking medical care immediately. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And California Planned Parenthood has lost all federal funding due to a court ruling amid legal disputes. The organization sued the Trump administration over a law that prevents Medicaid from reimbursing large clinics that provide abortions. This week, a judge indicated that Planned Parenthood has a strong chance of winning its case, but a new ruling allows only clinics that don't perform abortions or receive less than $800,000 in federal funds to continue receiving support during the lawsuit.
Fox's Lisa Brady has more about how doctors and patients are using AI.
This is House Call for Health. Both medical practitioners and patients themselves are using artificial intelligence more and more to help diagnose illnesses and injuries. But there's increasing concern about it. More than 2,000 medical professionals interviewed as part of a new study found the use of generative AI tools in healthcare is becoming far more prevalent. But critics say misinformation about conditions is having a negative impact on patients. The Elsevier's Clinician of the Future 2025 survey found 74% of U.S. clinicians say medical misinformation is standing in the way of patients complying with recommended treatments. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
All right, 445 on News Radio 92.3. Yes, Austin Price is back checking out the weather and looking at that local traffic together. All right, rain's falling. What are we seeing? Any kind of reverberations from that in terms of accidents or things?
Well, I'm actually seeing a lot of stuff here. The first thing I'm seeing is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. Free estimates are available. You can learn more at whitesandselectric.com. And yeah, Chris, let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on Highway 90 if you are traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but also if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and still got a lot on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Not seeing anything about like some severe accident reports, but I do have some increased congestion on Pine Forest Road. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or traveling southbound towards I-10. And we also got some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. As for your weather, going to be sitting at around 91 degrees here locally, low of 77 tonight. Thursday and Friday have higher rain chances than today, and the highs are going to show it, as Thursday's high is only 89 degrees.
Well, not any kind of reprieve from all this heat. A heat dome, by the way, covering much of the U.S. for the next few days. Janice Dean in this afternoon and has the forecast.
Close to 100 million people are feeling the heat from the Mississippi Valley to the East Coast today and tomorrow as an area of high pressure cranks up the temperatures and the humidity. Around the periphery of the heat dome, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible over sections of the northern and central plains towards the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes. Heavy rain with the possibility of flooding will threaten areas from the southeast Florida and along the Gulf Coast as a system with some tropical characteristics lingers through the weekend. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump announcing that the U.S. has reached a trade pact with Japan. Here's Edward Lawrence at the White House.
This trade deal, if you look at it, it does give hope to the markets. And when you look inside this trade deal, you see that Boeing, they're going to be buying 100 Boeing jets in this deal. Also, Japan will buy 75% more rice, which will be included in $8 billion of buying products from American farmers. In addition, Japan will increase defense spending to $17 billion. The president says that Japan will accept more imports of U.S. cars and trucks, as well as make a $550 billion fund for investments. The U.S. Trade Representative's office is working on new frameworks with other countries as some of the office is going back and writing the specific language in those greater trade deals to finalize the deal's frameworks that we've already seen.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Alphabet reporting second quarter earnings today after the closing bell. Revenue overshot LSEG estimates by more than $2 billion to $96.43 billion and $2.31 a share. YouTube ad revenue also overshot the mark, landing higher than the $9.56 billion estimate to $9.79 billion. Shares of wearable camera firm GoPro and donut maker Krispy Kreme rose more than 49 and 34% respectively today. Meme traders also appearing to ditch shares of Kohl's as shares dropped more than 14% on the heels of surging more than 37% in yesterday's session. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher, with the Dow up more than 500 points, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ set fresh records. U.S. crude oil futures for September delivery were up slightly today, sitting above $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
448, News Radio 92.3. As America prepares to host large-scale events and celebrations in the next couple of years, Congress looked to learn from past lessons at a House hearing today. Here's Grinnell Scott.
The World Cup and the Olympics are on the horizon in the U.S. A House Homeland Security Task Force led by GOP Representative Mike McCaul said there is a reality to face.
Adversaries and other violent extremists will view these events as targets.
Ranking Democrat Nellie Poe said while stadiums and mass gatherings are important, security must focus on more.
It's fan festivals, entertainment districts, bars, gathering spaces where people will be.
Lawmakers say learning from the Boston Marathon bombing and a New Year's attack in New Orleans this year will help secure events, including America's 250th birthday next year. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Uber is launching a new feature in the U.S. that pairs women drivers and riders. The rideshare company will begin piloting this feature in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Detroit next month, marking its latest move to address safety on the platform. The company said the rider's preference isn't guaranteed, but the feature increases the chances women will be paired in the app. Uber also said it tested the feature in countries including France, Germany, and Argentina.
Okay, if you don't mind, 4294 just coming across the wire. I wanted to share this with you because it is kind of timely here. Coke and Pepsi rolling out some new soda alternatives. Very interesting. Here's Grady Trimble.
It's a big week for big soda and for soda drinkers, with both Pepsi and Coke announcing new beverages. For Pepsi, yes, it's this prebiotic soda. And by the way, it comes after they just bought a prebiotic soda brand, Poppy. Their version of it will have 5 grams of cane sugar and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is good for gut health. Over the last couple of decades, traditional soda has become less popular as people seek healthier alternatives. At the same time, Coca-Cola rolling out a new twist on its classic pop. It'll come out, Coca-Cola that is, with a version that uses U.S. cane sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup.
And In-N-Out owner Lindsay Snyder is addressing backlash after announcing her move from California to Tennessee. Snyder says the 77-year-old company will keep its offices in Baldwin Park and will maintain a corporate presence in California. It will be moving out of its offices in Irvine by 2030. In-N-Out is building an Eastern Territory office in Franklin, Tennessee, a suburb of Nashville. No In-N-Out locations in California are closing.
All right. 451. News Radio 92.3. A not-so-sweet announcement from Hershey's, which is raising chocolate prices by double digits.
Oh, come on.
If you are a chocolate lover, you are going to hate this story. Here you go.
Soaring cocoa costs. That's the reason the Pennsylvania-based candy maker is giving for the price hike. Increases that Hershey describes as unprecedented. Hershey is quick to add that the change is not related to tariffs or trade policies, but because of what it calls rising ingredient costs. Supply shortages are cited as the reason for rising cocoa prices over the past 2 years. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Just about 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on this Wednesday afternoon, News Radio 92.3.
Hey folks, Andrew McKay here, and if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about selling your home, or you're thinking about buying a home, changing homes, picking up a rental, maybe an investment property or a beach home, you want someone who's going to get you the results you want fast. That's Christina Leavenworth with the Christina Leavenworth Home Selling Team at Leavenrinke Realty. Look, they sold 165 homes last year. They sold 175 homes the year before that. That means every week, week after week, they're selling three and a half, four homes, getting experience, understanding what works, and getting results for their clients. She knows the market. She knows how to position your home, knows how to get you top dollar quick. She's helped hundreds of families sell faster and profit more, and now it's your turn. Now, if you're in a situation where you're really motivated, she also has a program where she can guarantee the sale within 35 days or less, and if she doesn't, she'll sell it for free with no commission and no fees. It doesn't apply to everybody, but it's something you might want to be aware of if you're really under a time constraint. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Some things can steal your sunshine. Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com/COVID-19 to learn more. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Heads up, Pensacola. Hall & Oates rocked the scene in the 70s and 80s.
You are correct on that.
And that was just one of the great tracks in there. Thank you for playing that. Austin Price not only playing the hits today, he's looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see, looking at the roads here, several spots that we're used to dealing with. Got some backups on Davis Highway, traveling eastbound, right as you're merging with Scenic in front of UWF. That's giving us some trouble. Also got some backups on Pine Forest Road, particularly if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. Also got some issues on I-10 itself if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But again, that's to be expected. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound passing over Blackwater River, or traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 91 degrees, going to be a low of 77 tonight. Rainfall chances increase heading into your Thursday and Friday, and the highs are going to take a bit of a hit as a result. Thursday and Friday's highs sitting at just 89 and 90 degrees, respectively.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, 456, News Radio 92.3. The band Perry, in which I like a lot. In fact, they have the roots out of Mobile. Great band. Anyway, they're returning. Thank goodness. Good news to pass on. And the Songwriters Awards will be held in September. There's a couple of teases for you. Kind of tweaking your interest.
Yeah.
Michelle Polino's in with Fox Country.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Polino. The band Perry is making a comeback with a new lineup and a return to their country roots. The trio behind hits like If I Die Young is back, but this time it's siblings Kimberly and Reed Perry, joined by Kimberly's husband, Johnny Costello. Original member Neil Perry is pursuing a solo career. The newly reconfigured band has signed with Make Wake Artists, the team behind Luke Combs, and reunited with their original label, Big Machine Label Group. If you're gonna play it. The 8th Annual Nashville Songwriter Awards are set for September 23rd at the iconic Ryman Auditorium, hosted by the Nashville Songwriters Association International. This year's event will honor country legends Alabama and Brenda Lee. The night will celebrate the top songs of the year, with performances by Jason Aldean, Trisha Yearwood, Old Dominion, and more. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
There's a few lightweights for you.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, since we're talking about these amateur bands, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham will finally reissue their long-out-of-print album soon. Buckingham Nicks.
I have that album.
Will be made available on streaming platforms and CD for the first time ever on September 19th. The 1973 album recorded by the duo before they joined Fleetwood Mac was last issued on vinyl in 1981.
Yeah, the cover had Stevie on the cover there. Just a very great photo shot of her and Lindsey. But they were the foremost because Peter Green, who was with Fleetwood Mac at the time, right, he left the band. Band changes, enter Stevie Nicks, enter, Lindsey Buckingham, and the rest was history. In 1976, they had the White Album, the Rumors album. 25 weeks on the chart, number one, just sold a bazillion album covers. That's great to hear about Lindsey and Stevie Nicks, because, you know, Lindsey went through a terrible medical situation. He had a terrible stroke. He had a stroke. So I'm glad to see he's back and making some music. House Republicans look to name an opera house after the First Lady. Now, this is a nice story.
Interesting.
Here's Therese Crowley.
Call it an aria to Melania. The House Appropriations Subcommittee approved a Kennedy Center funding amendment to rename the center's 2,300-seat opera house as the First Lady Melania Trump Opera House. She and the president attended the opening night of Les Mis Sponsor Mike Simpson calls it an excellent way to recognize the First Lady's appreciation of the arts. But Playbill notes it would be the first name attached to the venue that wasn't integral to its founding. Democrats complain Republicans snuck it in. They may try to strip it out. The HuffPost calls it a transparent attempt at brown nosing, even for House Republicans. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Give her a break. A scary situation playing out at a church concert near Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. CJ Pop is in.
Eight children at St. Paul's Parish in Harvard Square suffered seizure-like symptoms before being taken to area hospitals. It happened during a French youth choir concert Tuesday evening. Emergency crews received a call about a child suffering from a seizure. When they arrived, the child was outside and symptom-free, according to Cambridge Fire Chief Thomas Cahill. But things escalated quickly as seven other students started having seizure-like symptoms. Several people reported smelling odors in the building. But hazmat crews say they didn't find any unusual readings during their check for hazardous conditions. They say the building was well ventilated. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Okay, a little rain falling. Watch your braking distance. It's going to be a little off today. We'll be back in about 12 minutes. The latest information and news to talk to you about. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.